This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
We're back at Pop Tech Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Dorge. I'm here with Jason Masters and our guest, Robin Wilton, data security expert. He's given us the update on security. Robin, as we're speaking, when we cut from segment to segment, I got three pop-ups, one from Adobe, one from Microsoft, and one from Apple, all telling me I need updates right now. How safe is all of this?
They all love you, Jeff.
Well, I always, friends of mine will always ask me about, aren't you worried about being hacked? And I said, I don't have anything to hide except maybe a long browser history of looking at Porsches on AutoTrader, which, might annoy my wife or not. What else can our listeners do, to be a little bit safer?
Well, a couple of things there. You kind of hinted that you're too dull to be of interest to anyone.
True.
I commend your modesty, but I don't think anyone is too dull to be an economic asset to someone.
Interesting.
Your personal data is an economic asset to someone. Maybe only when it's aggregated with 500 million other people's personal data, but it's still of value. So don't write yourself off that way, Jeff.
Clear that browser history. Well, we were talking earlier, my minimal data profile. We were talking earlier about the Panama Papers, and over here in the U.S., if you've been watching our news at all, everybody's all over Hillary Clinton and her email and data leaks. With that kind of thing going on more regularly these days, is there, from what you do, I'm guessing you do a certain amount of analysis on the people that are, doing these or making these security breaches?
I think with the Panama Papers particularly, a first point to make is that the full story clearly is not in the public domain yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that more details will emerge about how the data got out. I've seen a couple of different variations of how it got out. People wondered if it was someone inside leaking. Other people have suggested that it was the email servers that got hacked and that it was therefore an outside attack. So I just think we don't know the full details yet, but already they conform to what we know about IT systems. First is that it's much more difficult to protect against an insider attack than against an attack from outside, because someone inside the organization will often have authorized access to that data. Now, if they're motivated to use that authorized access to take the data and leave the organization with it or take it out of the organization, they will probably find ways to do that. And that's really tough to defend against.
Well, and especially, too, if you have the case of a nosy and or disgruntled employee and they don't always realize the implications. I know on CNN, they were saying that someone revealed in this claims their life is in danger if they become known as the source of this material because powerful people are being revealed. Wow, this sounds like some real James Bond stuff.
Well, I think that point about powerful interests is a really strong one. A lesson that I draw from this is that there's no rule that says that a law firm can't be a target of this kind of attack. They have sensitive confidential data. That's a valuable asset. And it could well be of interest to a variety of potential attackers. Some of the people exposed there are politically sensitive roles, some of them are rich people and so on. So not only are there no rules saying that you can't be a target just because you're a law firm, there are no rules about who might try to attack you either. So what we've seen with this data in particular is journalists obviously going over the results and publicizing their findings in the public interest. So it's not always hackers and criminals who have an interest in exposing this data. I think that's a really interesting dimension to this, to the Panama Papers.
Well, you actually read my mind on that, because that was going to be my next question. I was going to ask you if there was a stereotype or specific profile of the kind of people that are, harvesting data these ways. I guess we're kind of past the old hackers that just did this for fun.
Yeah, I don't think you can easily say, oh, these are the only kinds of people who hack others. I think what you have to do is fall back on looking at your systems, looking at your processes, looking at what vulnerabilities there are in there and closing those vulnerabilities.
Now, is this something that are you more of a consultant day to day, or do you work for a company or firm that actually goes in and does analysis, provides hardware, software solutions, that kind of thing?
No, the Internet Society basically tries to give technical guidance and policy guidance. Our real mission is to make sure that the benefits of the Internet reach everyone, and that they're not restricted to, say, only commercial companies or only governments. We want individuals to benefit from the Internet around the world.
As a result of that, and as a result of what's going on these days, do you think we may even see more, you know, more of a protectionist attitude from certain countries, almost like what the People's Republic of China does, where, you know, there's just certain things that can't get through on the Internet there?
I think policymakers still have a mental model of the Internet as something that can be confined within a border or a jurisdiction. And I think until they realize that at the technical level, the Internet just doesn't recognize borders and frontiers, they're going to go on making policies which really don't fit into that environment comfortably. So I think we need to do a better job of educating policymakers to understand that the Internet is a frontierless technology. But if you want to impose frontiers on it, you have to find other ways of doing it.
Interesting. Well, I think this is a good spot for us to break. I'm your host, Jeff Dorgay. I'm here on Pop Tech Radio with Jason Masters. And Robin Wilton is being very informative, telling us the wide-ranging implications of Internet security. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.